Thank you for joining us for a very special episode of Stepping Stones Museum for Children's Under the Cupola podcast. I'm Star 99.9's Kevin Begley, and I'm joined today by Robert Towns, Director of Public Affairs at Stepping Stones. In the wake of tragedy, one mother chose to be part of the solution. You can find those poignant words on the website of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love movement, founded by Jesse's mom, Scarlett Lewis, in the wake of one of the worst tragedies in Connecticut, and in fact, in our nation's history. Jesse Lewis was one of 20 students and six educators who were tragically killed during the mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School on December 14th, 2012. During this special episode of Under the Cupola, we're going to talk to Scarlett Lewis about how she is fulfilling Jesse's legacy and making a tremendously positive impact as she works to be part of the solution. Scarlett, thanks so much for joining us and welcome to Under the Cupola.
Thank you so much, Kevin. It's great to be here.
Before we talk about the Choose Love movement, we can't begin to have this conversation without talking about the brave six-year-old who inspired all this work. So tell us a little bit about Jesse.
Yes, yes. Oh, thank you. Jesse, I like to introduce Jesse by saying he was born 11 pounds. So larger than life right off the bat. And when I went to the nursery to see him for the first time, all these nurses were gathered around the window taking pictures. And when I asked them what they were taking pictures of, they said, there's this enormous baby who has crawled down to the bottom of his bassinet and he's trying to crawl out. And that was Jesse. If you think about it, an 11 pounder next to like a normal 6 or 7 pounder, that's a big difference. And then there was Jesse who had crawled all the way down to the bottom of his bassinet and just exhausted himself trying to get out and was asleep. And so that was, it's a great way to describe him. He was larger than life. He was always happy, always energized and running around. And he was definitely a spark in our life.
Yeah, absolutely. 11 pounds. That's a big baby. My wife we just had a daughter last week and she was 9 pounds, 10 ounces. And I thought that was big, but
that's
11.
Big too. Right. Yeah.
So, you know, grief is a very private and personal thing. And despite the fact that this tragedy made international headlines, you could have chosen to stay outside of the spotlight, so to speak. Instead, you made a very private choice to forgive, and then you made a public choice to choose love and launch this Choose Love movement. So tell us about the Choose Love movement and what makes it so unique.
Yeah. So, you know, Jesse wrote 3 words on our kitchen chalkboard before he died. He wrote nurturing, healing, love. Now, remember, he was in first grade, just learning to write. So the words were phonetically spelled, but it was very clear. And I knew that if the shooter had been able to give and receive nurturing, healing, love, the tragedy would never have happened. So it literally, and also knowing that what happened was 100% preventable, 100% preventable, as is so much of the escalating suffering that we're seeing in our schools that translate into homes or vice versa in our communities. And I just thought, this is my next chapter. I am supposed to spread this message and be part of the solution. So that's what the Jesse Lewis Choose Love movement is. It's literally, after speaking to educators across the country, and figuring out, how we had been focusing on the problems for all of these years and figuring out what we focus on grows as we're seeing all of those problems. I'm talking about bullying. I'm talking about mental illness, anxiety, depression, suicide, substance abuse, even school violence, all of this getting worse. And there was, something out there that addressed the cause of all of that and therefore is absolutely associated with a solution. We know through decades of research that it's a direct path to flourishing for our kids. I wish I had known about it earlier, but it is what it is. And so I want to make sure that every child has access to this. And by the way, not just little kids, but us big kids as well, because I learned very quickly or realized that I didn't have a lot of these, what are called essential life skills. despite having a college education, despite, you know, having done a lot of pretty interesting jobs, I wasn't socially and emotionally intelligent. And so learning these skills and tools, learning these coping skills, how to have healthy relationships and meaningful connections, and how to learn from, grow through, and even be strengthened by difficulty in my life, making responsible decisions. All of these essential life skills that we're not born with, we have to learn. I learned them at 44 years old, and I can tell you that it incredibly benefited me. And so I've just been since then, so almost for 9 years now, on a journey to make sure that everybody has access to this.
Yeah. And what is the formula for Choose Love? Is it basically that, what you just went through? Is there a specific formula?
Yeah, there is a formula, and it is derived from Jesse's message of nurturing, healing love. The formula for being able to thoughtfully respond to any situation, circumstance, or interaction by choosing love, in other words, taking your personal power back, starts with courage. Because science tells us that courage is like a muscle, and we can practice it and strengthen it. And then nurturing means loving kindness and gratitude. So the second character value is being grateful and learning how to use that to shift the focus of your lens from negativity, frustration, resentment, and anger to gratefulness. And then forgiveness, which is something that I learned a lot about through my experience and the decades of research to the forgiver, and how it is so misinterpreted in our society now, but how it is really, for some, including me, the only way that we can be free from pain. And then compassion in action. Love, in Jesse's message, is compassion in action. It's identifying a need and then actively doing something to help ease that need. And when you have the courage to be grateful, even when things aren't going your way, the courage to forgive, even if the person who hurt you isn't sorry, doesn't care, doesn't know, or even forgiving yourself, letting it go, and the courage to step outside of your own busyness and distraction, and maybe even pain and suffering, to help somebody else, you've chosen love. And literally, you've taken your personal power back. And I think especially in today's world, when we feel like so much is happening to us beyond our control, and of course, our brains want to keep us safe, and there is a super pandemic of anxiety going on in our world because we're not, our brains aren't feeling safe. We can't predict what's going to happen. This formula helps us to move to the present moment and feel safe, take our personal power back, and in the process, choose love over fear and anger. And it's so powerful. It's been incredibly powerful in my own life as well.
So you describe Jesse as larger than life, but, you know, he can also be described as a hero. In his last moments on Earth, he was doing some heroic things. And now, after his passing, he is still a hero because he's inspired mm-hmm. this movement and your work right now. So, and you've touched millions of lives through this work mm-hmm. and this advocacy. And so why is it important, so important to you, to do all of this outreach to schools and many venues, like right here at Stepping Stones Museum for Children? Why is it so important for you to be out there in as many communities as possible and on as many platforms as possible to spread this important social emotional learning message?
That's a great question, Robert. Thank you for that. And first of all, I will say that Jesse is a hero. He saved 9 of his classmates' lives before losing his own. So yes, he is a hero. And I talk about that courage because we all have the capacity for that courage. It's so important to me. I mean, right off the bat, I had an older son who was 12 years old at the time in 7th grade. And, you know, I had to look at him and realize in the moment that I was modeling for him how to move through tragedy, And how I handled this situation was teaching him how to handle difficulty, roadblocks, challenges, pain and suffering, all the way up to tragedy for the rest of his life. And I thought about how I would want him to deal with this. And I rose to the occasion because I did not want he and I to be more victims of the tragedy. I didn't want to give my personal power away to this young man who had been so isolated, so bullied, so hurt in life that the only thing that he knew to do was to take that pain out on others. I wanted us to rise above that. And I wanted to have a good rest of my life. I wanted to have fun. I wanted my son to be able to enjoy life. And I knew that for us, there was, we use the formula in order to do that. And by the way, we practice it every day. And, I knew that I did some research and there's just so much suffering going on in our kids, not just little kids, but big kids. I mean, we're all human beings. And there is a super pandemic of anxiety. And the majority of us, kids and big kids, don't get professional help. And so we suffer alone. And when you look at the long-term outcomes of untreated anxiety are everything that we're seeing today. And all of that is preventable. And we have to change the way that we think. We're so used to going along and waiting for something to happen and then focusing on the problem. We've got lots of programming that focuses on problems. But what we really need to do is be proactive and preventative and reduce and prevent the suffering before it starts. And we can do that by using the programming in Choose Love. It's so vitally important.
So as parents, and I'm the father of a 11-year-old girl and 13-year-old boy. So I completely can relate to and understand not only, what you're saying about the here and now, but even back, unfortunately, back in December of 2012, where you're trying to model something for your children to help them get through a situation. And it's so very important. I understand that all the time. Like basically there's a camera on us at all times when our children yes. are looking at us. And so how we react and how we respond to things is a cue for them and how they can react and move on to things.
And it's so important to realize that this is a really important lesson because it's not just what we say. Communication is only 40% verbal. It is our facial expression. It's our gesticulation. It's everything that we do. We have to be consistent. And when you are mindfully aware of this, it actually helps you to rise to the occasion and be the best version of yourself. And it is so important. There was a social scientist that did some research on how emotionally intelligent we are as a society. And literally there are 2,000 labels for emotions. And to be considered relatively emotionally intelligent, this social scientist said that we needed to be able to label 30. And in her studies of several thousand people over several years, she found that the majority of us, and this is adults, by the way, could label 3: happy, sad, mad. Now, here's the interesting thing about that. If we can't express what we're feeling verbally, then how do we express what we're feeling? Because emotions are energy in motion. They're going to come out some way. We're going to turn them inward. We're going to turn them outward. We're going to heal from them. I mean, they have to go somewhere. And if we can't express them verbally, then we do it through our behavior. You can read the news. It's not just kids that are expressing their emotions and behavior. It's us big kids too. So this type of learning is really important and it can also benefit parents, which is why we have programming. We have lifespan programming and we've got no cost programming for parents as well.
I smile when you say this because it reminds me of conversations that I've had with my wife where she says to me consistently, some of the things that you see and you react to in your children are things that you do yourself. Yes. And so I always have to be mindful and in the moment to remember all of that. But moving on, you talked a little bit about the pandemic and specifically how we're in a crisis right now where, people are trying to figure out how to express emotions. And what the pandemic has really done is it's exacerbated a lot of the fears and anxiety that's existed in our society and people are harboring right now. So can you just talked a few minutes ago how, the Choose Love movement and the program touches on social emotional learning for children, but you also have referenced how it also can be utilized to talk to adults as well in different settings. So can you talk specifically about how some of the things that the program is doing to address some of the anxieties in adults and in other settings as well? So not just adults, but also in the workplace. I've seen things where, I've heard that sports teams utilize your programs now in the military. Can you talk about some of those things?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is lifespan. Our brains start developing, obviously, prenatally. And so our reaction as moms to our environment can either positively or negatively impact our baby's forming brain. So in other words, if we are anxious, the cortisol that our brains produce crosses the blood-brain barrier and can literally negatively impact a baby's forming brain. And the messaging you're sending your baby is that you don't have to come out and read, you've got to come out and run. This is a dangerous place. So really important that I wish that I knew that as a pregnant mom. Mm-hmm. So sometimes just the awarenesses are so important and a few skills and tools that you can use to reduce that cortisol and your response. And even the understanding that you can thoughtfully respond instead of impetuously react to situations and take your personal power back, lower your level of anxiety and induce calm. We have so much more control over all of this than we realize, but we wouldn't know it unless someone told us and gave us some skills and tools. So literally, Choose Love has gone way beyond what I had originally envisioned, which all that I knew was that this was in schools. But we've taken it into homes and a lot of because there's so much trauma now in schools and some of that trauma is coming from homes. And there's a lot of difficult situations that are going on in our homes. There was a lot of difficulty going on in my own home. So I know this personally. And so some of that stems from lack of social and emotional skills, tools, and attitudes. And I know that too, personally. If I had had better skills and tools, then things wouldn't have escalated as they did. So we teach parents and we have communities that came on. When I was launching this program in school districts across the country, I would have the chief of police, I would have the mayor, I would have the Chamber of Commerce and other interested individuals that would be asking me, well, how can we love and support this movement in our district? And then how can we become involved? So we created a community program. And this is how communities can get involved. We're in governmental agencies, we're in foster care, we're in pediatricians' offices, we're in the judicial system, we're with first responders and school resource officers, we're even in prison systems. And, these are essential life skills that lead us to flourishing. And they're not difficult to learn. They're simple, but here's the thing, we have to practice them. And life is this incredible thing that gives us the opportunity to practice these skills and tools every single day. And, it takes a little bit of work. It absolutely does. You have to be aware and you have to pause when something happens so that you can face whatever it is with courage instead of resisting or avoiding it with fear, and then choose your response. You know, sometimes it's tempting to take the easy way out to feel good, like, I don't know, food or alcohol or drugs or even Netflix. I mean, there's shopping. There's lots of ways that we can assuage our feelings, and because it's all about feeling good. But if you put in a little bit of effort, you know, those are very short term solutions and ultimately probably not beneficial for us. But a long-term solution is choosing love, practicing these essential life skills. That is a long-term solution that strengthens us physically, mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually.
And you're so right. Like we think about it, like you were saying, we think about with that it's with kids, but really it's workplace, it's sports teams, it's just humans, really. It's the human emotions, you know?
It's humans. You know, when I talk with middle and high schoolers, it's amazing to me how similar their problems are with ours. Yeah. And, you know, if you ask big time companies like Amazon and Microsoft, when they hire executive level coaches, what's the number one thing that they work on? And it's belonging. And these are, you know, adults in high level positions. So we're all working on the same thing. And bottom line, you know, with all the focus on how different we are today, we are all the same in the want and need to love and be loved. All of us need connection and we want to belong. And here's this interesting concept that with some skills and tools, we can choose it.
Here, here at Stepping Stones, we had an exhibit here for about 6 to 7 years called Express Yourself. And the focus was on social emotional learning. And in doing research as we, you know, launched that exhibit, I read that the, you know, members of the Business Roundtable, top 100 companies in the United States, the CEOs without a doubt said that the number one skill they look for in their employees is high social emotional intelligence.
Yes.
Because they said you can have A players coming into the workspace, but if they can't get along with the rest of the team, they are not as valuable as someone who is a little bit more intuitive, can relate to people, can work together in the sandbox, so to speak. And it's just very interesting because what you're saying right now is really affirming all of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And workplace isn't something that that I discussed, but it was interesting because I would have employers that maybe were parents initially of kids coming up to me after a presentation and saying, hey, we need this in my company. Can you come in and basically say the same thing, talk about all of this, and then also add an element of resilience and post-traumatic growth to this, you know, thing. We're shaped and molded by difficulty in our lives. And it's not so much what happens to us in our life, because lots of people have lots of horrible things. I mean, some people come up to me and say, you know, gosh, I feel bad saying this to you because what happened to you is so horrible. But then they tell me their story and I think, oh my God, that's much worse. But the bottom line is this, I really think that our purpose here on earth as human beings is to take our experiences, good and bad, learn from them, grow through them, and then use what we've learned to help other people. And that's what Choose Love helps us to do.
Absolutely.
Because when we take what we've learned and we help other people with it, it heals us. And I know this. People ask me, oh my gosh, how can you go through the story every day, multiple times a day? Isn't that difficult? And actually, every time I share my story and I share what I've learned, it's healing me. And it's really more of a beautiful thing because the emphasis isn't on the story and the horror. The emphasis is on what I've learned and how we can take what I've learned to help us not have this happen again.
Yeah. And that's another human emotion that we've all experienced, is when you help someone or you realize that someone has felt better or benefited off something that you've provided to them, you feel better yourself. It just, it instantly happens, you know?
It does. And there's science behind that too. Yeah. There's lots of research. Right. We're talking about love, but there are decades of research behind the benefits of love if you need it.
Yeah, exactly. As Robert mentioned earlier, you've been a tireless advocate for this work, getting out in the communities, even going around the country to help heal people and you with this Choose Love formula. So you've just come off your Choose Love tour in New Hampshire. I'm from Massachusetts, so I love that part of the country up there. But yeah, do you have anything else planned for the future after that New Hampshire tour?
Yeah, so this is really literally taking the Choose Love movement on the road, which is a dream of mine. I've wanted to do this from the very beginning, take a bus, wrap it in the message, and then just go out visiting schools and communities and giving an experiential event and experience so people can literally see what the skills and tools are and experience them themselves. And this has been amazing. Just in some ways, heartbreaking to see the level of difficulty that people are having, but also very hopeful. Because at the same time, we're all out of our comfort zone here, but we're also in our growth zone. And so to be able to hit the road and to offer these essential life skills on the spot that people can take with them and start using to empower themselves and to feel good is just absolutely phenomenal. And so Governor Sununu sponsored that trip. He wanted us to bring love, healing, and hope to his communities. And we absolutely did that. And I'm so grateful. And I know that we left a path of hope and healing everywhere that we went. And that was everywhere. It was universities and schools and communities and governmental agencies, and even the prison is choosing love there. And so we stopped by there. So amazing. And even after the first three stops, I had individuals reaching out to me offering to fund a nationwide tour and also a tour of the West Coast. So really excited to continue that. I think it's perfect timing. I think it's what we need in our communities. And, you know, this is the bottom line, is that we have to start being proactive and preventative. The way that we're wired is to be reactive and to focus on the negative. And we see where that's gotten us. That doesn't work. And we've got to stop doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. Somebody said that was the definition of crazy. We have to start addressing the cause of so much of this suffering, because we can reduce and prevent the majority of it. And I'm just thrilled, and every day I wake up to be so grateful that the job, the mission that's been given to me literally by Jesse's message of nurturing, healing, love, is to spread this empowering message of choosing love and how we can all do this.
Well, you just used the word mission, and the mission of Stepping Stones is to basically help children understand the world better, if we're going to boil it down. But you've come to Stepping Stones, you've blessed us with your presence here. And, you know, our mission also deals with children from the birth to 10-year-old age range. Is there any specific advice or any specific tips for parents of children in that age range to help them, you know, start to spread love, choose love with their children in their households?
Absolutely. And I do want to say, Robert, that I brought both of my boys to Stepping Stones frequently. I love Stepping Stones, and so did they. Talk about experiential. I mean, they get to have hands-on, and it is so fun for both kids and parents. So I know I appreciate you so much.
Well, we appreciate you. We're glad you came here before with them, and then also when you came here with the Choose Love movement as well. We really do appreciate the fact that you were here.
Yes, absolutely. I love our continued partnership. There's so much that parents can do for themselves as well as for their kids. And, you know, we have three levels in our home program and it is no cost. So I encourage all the listeners to go on to the website, chooselovemovement.org, and check out our home program. There's a 10-day course in choosing love, and it's just short videos that include activities. So it's a really fun thing to do with your kids. There are calendars that you can print off and you can hang on your fridge. And they're just little things that you do every day to practice choosing love. So you can do it as a challenge. We have talking points for dinner and games. One of the focuses of the Choose Love movement is having a lot of fun. That was another message that Jesse left for his older brother, who at 12 years old found this little note folded up on his desk. It was the last message and it said, have a lot of fun, literally. And when you look at the science behind having a lot of fun, I know that you know this, Robert, at Stepping Stones, because that's what the museum is based on. It is so important and there's so much learning in having fun and doing things and getting out and about and being active and moving your body and learning how to breathe. So that is such a huge part of everything that we do and also a part of the home program. Really important. I mean, in especially during this time when sometimes, you know, the anxiety takes over and there's so much worry and things are different and shelves are getting bare. But at the same time, we need to remember that our kids need to have fun. We need to have fun.
Yeah,
so this is a way to bring even more of that into your home.
I can tell you, you know, just really quickly, you know, you talk about going to have fun and there are times when things that happen in the workplace are a little anxiety inducing. And one of the great things about Stepping Stones is I just get to walk upstairs and walk out on the floor and go have fun myself and get to be a kid again for a few minutes. And it kind of resets everything. And then I can come back down and be much more effective at the things that I'm trying to do.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Lucky you. And it really is to be able to go up there and to see the world through a child's eyes is, you're right, it's a great reset.
So true. And is there anything, before we wrap up today, is there anything else that you'd like to add, Scarlett?
I would just add that it's important that we understand, because I just came from a university audit and I was giving a talk in a large auditorium. I asked who was anxious. Everyone raised their hand for the first time. And it's important to understand that anxiety is simply your brain not feeling safe. Your brain's number one job is to keep you safe. And for the first time ever, we have access to 24/7 global information. For the first time ever, 100 years ago, we have more information in one day than we did 100 years ago in our entire lives. So our brains literally haven't caught up to technology. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, I just want to validate the listeners because it's too much information. And so knowing that, try to take out any stressor that you can in your life. You don't have to check the news several times a day. Really, really important to bring yourself to the present moment. That's the here and now. That's actually right now you're listening to this podcast and it's not what happened earlier in the day. It's not planning for what's going to happen later. It's right here, right now. It's the only time that life is happening. And it's so important that we bring ourselves to the present moment. And then when we're here, remind our brains that we're safe, because right here, right now, you are safe. And your brains need that break. And by the way, it's so important that every single time we do that practice, the gray matter in our prefrontal cortex, where logic and reasoning reside, grows. So just remember that every time you bring yourself to the present moment, really important. And here's the other thing. The reason that I said that was because, you know, none of us want to have regrets in life. And I can tell you that the way to live your life with the fewest regrets is to be present with the ones that you love. That means your kids. That means your family. That means, and I know in the age of cell phones, it's difficult, but it means putting them away fully. It means sitting down and looking into another person's eyes. That's how we're wired to connect, by the way, in our brains. We have mirror neurons, and we are supposed to connect that way. If I smile, even if you're not smiling, Robert, your brain releases oxytocin, which is the love hormone, and it makes you feel good, even if you're not smiling. So there's such an incredible impact that we can have on one another if we are present. And so that's the way to live life with the fewest regrets. I can tell you that because I practice this with my kids. So, please be present with the ones that you love. We know that kids don't stay young for very long. It's really very fleeting. My son now, my surviving son, is now 21 years old. And wow. I don't know how that happened, but it did. So be present with the ones that you love. Enjoy every moment. Be present every day. It is a practice. It takes effort, but it will pay off huge. And just have a lot of fun.
Well, Scarlett, I can tell you, I have a smile on my face every time I have the chance to talk to you. So thank you so much. And I just want to, again, reiterate how much I and how much we here at Stepping Stones and many others appreciate the work that you're doing and all the positivity that you're putting out there into the world. I also want to say very quickly that I appreciate how you've come to support other families and other people who've gone through tragedies as well. In my hometown, in my town of Milford, you've come in and talked to someone who lost their daughter in a school-based tragedy as well, and you supported her and you are connecting with her. So I just want to thank you for all the things that you're doing and how you go about, adding a lot of positivity to the world. So let me ask this one last question to you from me, and that is, how can people support you? How can they help you and your organization with your mission and helping to spread the word about the Choose Love movement or supporting you in any other way?
Thank you so much for that. This has been a movement from the very start. And that means it's a place where everyone can come together to be part of the solution. 100% apolitical. It's just all about love. So a movement is spread by word of mouth. And literally, that's how we have spread this movement, by word of mouth. Our program is now in over 10,000 schools in every state and 112 countries. So I would ask everyone listening, if what I'm saying is resonating with you, if you go online to chooselovemovement.org and you like what you see, please share it with your schools. If you know educators, share it. It's no cost. The equivalent of this is very expensive in the marketplace, except there is no equivalent to what we're giving. So they're going to be very appreciative to hear from you. Go on and like us on social media and then share our posts. Get the word out. That's just what we're trying to do. We are trying to be part of the solution, and we're asking everyone to do the same by helping to spread the message. When you take responsibility for what's going on in your own life and what's going on in our world, you can be part of the solution, and it feels so good. The opposite of anxiety, that super pandemic of anxiety that we're all feeling, is literally action. And there is something that you can do by helping us spread the message. We would really appreciate it.
Well, Scarlett, I'd like to say, just to echo what Robert said, this is the first time we've met. And, just in the short time that we've been doing this podcast, I mean, I consider myself a positive person, but just your energy is just amazing. So it's been so great to talk with you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scarlett Lewis, for joining us today. And thank you to Robert for your contributions to this amazing discussion. I'm Star 99.9's Kevin Begley, and I want to thank all of you for listening to this episode of Stepping Stones Museum for Children's Under the Cupola podcast. If you are interested in more information about the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Movement and its programs, please visit www.chooselovemovement.org. That's www.chooselovemovement, all one word, www.thecoupleofpodcasts.org. We know there are so many important conversations to be had, so follow us wherever you get your podcasts and hear more discussions like this one. Until next time, goodbye.